We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're on the island of misfit toys.
Lonely, lost, forlorn, and forgotten. Somewhere in a dark closet or crawl space reside playthings from yesteryear. Don't throw away that old toy. It might bring joy to another girl or boy.
Second Chance Toys is a charitable nonprofit that promotes collections of gently used plastic toys, and then we match those collections with organizations that serve children in need.
Bronna Lipton says Second Chance Toys is all about helping children and the environment.
Our mission really is to keep those plastics, those non-biodegradable plastics, out of the landfills and put them in the hands of children that can use them, because toys have been proven to help socially, emotionally, developmentally, and they're important for children, especially in preschool.
The very first toy rescue operation happened by chance about a dozen years ago on Trash Day in Mountainside, New Jersey.
I was driving around with my daughter, who at the time was in high school, and she noticed all these beautiful toys that were, and colorful toys that were in these piles of trash in our neighborhood. And she decided that we should collect them and donate them to children in need.
People had been doing their spring cleaning, and they were throwing away a lot of nice stuff.
There were dollhouses, there were beautiful trucks, carts that you could, carriages I should say, that you could take, wheel your children in, dolls, rubber dolls, there were balls.
Lipton's teenage daughter Sasha thought it was unconscionable to throw out perfectly good toys.
We've always recycled in our home. And so it wasn't that unusual for her to be thinking that way and for me to love the idea that she came up with. And the toys were so beautiful and colorful and sticking out of the piles, we couldn't resist. I had an SUV at the time, and we loaded the SUV up. And when we got to about 30 toys, we decided that looks like a good collection. We cleaned the toys in our basement, and the hard part was finding an organization that would take the toys.
They brought the first rescued lot to a center for battered women in Newark.
I cannot tell you what a feeling it was to see the expression on their faces. It was beautiful. It was heartwarming. And that's when we decided to continue to do this.
The children were thrilled. The mothers were grateful.
The look on the kids' faces is wonderful, but I have to tell you, the thanks from the parents is so heartwarming. They're almost brought to tears because in some cases, in many cases, it gives them their dignity back. They haven't been able to give their child a toy for the holidays in years, and this has presented them with the opportunity to be able to give their children a toy. And that's dignity right there. They're so grateful because they need to use the money to buy clothes, buy food, buy the essentials, and they did not have the wherewithal to spend on a holiday gift. And Sean, you know how pressured it is at this time of year, during the holidays, to see other people around you smiling and giving their children what they ask for, or loading them up with toys, and then there are those that can't provide anything for their children. So it's a real pressured time, and we're happy to be able to provide some kind of resource for them.
After that initial garbage run, Sasha and her mother did not stop.
We were so very proud that she literally wanted me to stop the car and collect the toys right then, and that she wanted to continue to do this. She worked with us on helped us develop the social media. She developed our logo. She worked on getting organizations to participate. And she served on our board for a time until she went off to college. And we were just so, so very proud of her thoughtfulness and the fact that she wanted to do something to help others. She was babysitting for a long time, and she had a very soft spot for children, for young children. And I think there was something there that just clicked within her when she saw the toys in the trash.
Bronna Lipton believes that very same sense of compassion that her daughter experienced can be felt by anyone who pitches in and helps Second Chance Toys.
What's also interesting is that the children who donate the toys learn so many life lessons. It's from their aspect, too. It's so important because they learn that there's children nearby that don't have anything and that their giving helps. And they learn early on that giving can make a difference. So parents are really helping their children learn life lessons early on by working with us.
Second Chance Toys collects twice a year around the holidays and Earth Day.
We would also like to collect all year round, and we've managed to work out a program with recycling centers where they will collect toys all year round, and then in the springtime, we'll bring in employee engagement groups to come and clean the 1,000 or 1,500 toys that they've collected during the year. And then 1-800-GOT-JUNK comes in. They load up the toys at the recycling center. They're now clean and in perfect condition.
The concept is catching on.
That's our goal, to reach out to more and more people and get them to think of keeping their gently used plastic toys out of the waste stream and putting them into the hands of those that can use them and benefit socially, emotionally, and developmentally. We're so fortunate that we have companies that support us. They support us. 1-800-GOT-JUNK supports us with their time trucks and manpower and help us deliver toys. And we have companies like Viacom, Rosenrex, Kidville, Booz Allen Hamilton, and E-Trade that support us with grants and collections and donate to us whenever they can. That's the way we stay alive, and that's the way we keep toys out of landfills and put them into the hands of children in need. We're very grateful for our valued supporters, and we encourage others, if they'd love to help us, we're here.
12 years ago, Bronna Lipton never thought she would be on a mission to rescue toys, but she wouldn't have it any other way.
It was a complete detour, and I'm so happy that she had me stop the car, because it's been such a wonderful experience for all of us. Very heartwarming, giving back to society, giving back to the community, and seeing how we can make a difference in the lives of others. It's been a real journey, and we're still on it.
Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.